Given everything you just outlined, how long is it likely to take airline operations to get back to normal?
Well, airlines seem confident they can ramp up pretty quickly once the FAA lifts these flight restrictions completely. This is an industry that is used to adjusting quickly to storms and to other events outside of its control. Chris Sununu is the CEO of the industry trade group Airlines for America. He said it might take about a week for airlines to get back to the pre-shutdown normal, but he's optimistic they can get there before the Thanksgiving holiday rush, which is, you know, begins soon, next week.
Joel, about compensation for the air traffic controllers, they weren't being paid. Are they finally getting paid for their work during the shutdown?
Yes. The FAA says controllers got the first installment of their back pay yesterday. DOT says that's about 70% of their total pay, but it's only part of what they're owed. They're supposed to get the rest later in the month, including any overtime or shift differential compensation. And that can be pretty significant because a lot of controllers are working mandatory overtime and working 6 days a week.
You know, a relative recently mentioned to me that she feels unsafe flying right now because of what happened. How safe is it to fly while all these changes are happening to the system?
Flying is still the safest mode of travel, statistically. Some safety experts say they were actually heartened to see that the Department of Transportation showed it's willing to put safety ahead of efficiency by mandating these flight reductions. But the shutdown also underscored a long-standing problem with the air traffic control system, which is a severe staffing shortage of controllers. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy says the system is 2,000 controllers short. The controllers union puts that number higher at well over 3,000. But I think there's no question, you know, the nearly 11,000 certified controllers who are working are stretched thin. And it's going to take a long time to hire enough controllers to get even close to full staffing. And I don't think the shutdown is going to help with that.